With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Security is being set up both in Washington, D.C. and Florida.
Black riot fencing has been set up around the U.S. Capitol building and the Naval Observatory, where Vice President Kamala Harris lives. That same fencing was put up around the White House, as well as the Palm Beach County Convention Center in Florida, where former President Donald Trump will host his election night watch party. The Harris Watch Party will take place at Howard University in Washington, D.C. D.C. police said the security surrounding the school will be increased and streets blocked off. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said to expect hardened security around the Capitol complex. And D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith said there will be no tolerance for violence. I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Georgia's Supreme Court rules that Cobb County cannot extend the deadline for counting some 3,000 absentee ballots that were mailed out shortly before Election Day. The court sided with the Republican National Committee, overturning a judge's ruling that has stretched the deadline until Friday. The ruling says only absentee ballots that arrive by 7 p.m. Tuesday can be counted. Cobb County officials admitted that they did not send the ballots out on time. Also at SRNNews.com, Pennsylvania is home to a competitive Senate race. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton is touring the Blue Wall states.
In addition to choosing a president, voters here in Pennsylvania will be electing a U.S. senator. Incumbent Democrat Bob Casey has had the edge in most polling, but Republican Dave McCormick has made inroads. In fact, the final Emerson College polling, The Hill survey, shows the candidates tied at 47% apiece. Much like the White House contest, the Senate battle is a toss-up heading into Election Day. On the Blue Wall States Tour, Greg Clugston, Allegheny County, Pennsylvania.
This is SRN News. A Catholic group has a problem with Kamala Harris.
Of course, they disagree on abortion and the LGBT agenda, but members of Catholic Vote say the Democratic presidential nominee crossed a line when she decided to pose with members of a drag queen group that mocks Catholic nuns. Catholic Vote has released a campaign ad showing Harris with members of the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence who dress like nuns and give sexually suggestive performances with a cross. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, it's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so. According to a new poll, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. 19% of Jewish workers also do this. The survey also finds a lot of religious Americans believe their faith has to be a part of their working day. This is SRN News. The market started the week with losses.
Stocks drifted mostly lower on Wall Street ahead of a week full of potential flashpoints. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Monday, even though most of the stocks within the index rose. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 257 points. It's about 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite dipped 0.3%. Beyond Election Day in the U.S. on Tuesday, the Federal Reserve will also be meeting on interest rates later this week. Investors are hoping China's government may announce another round of stimulus for that country's economy. Crude oil prices rose after oil-producing nations said they won't increase production as previously planned. Seth Sutel, New York.
Israel's withdrawing from a decades-long agreement with a U.N. group set up to aid Palestinians. Israel says the agency has been infiltrated by terror group Hamas. It notified the U.N. Monday it was backing out of that 1967 deal. More details at srnnews.com.